Multiculturalism, encouraging more than one culture. To understand multiculturalism, we need to break the word down into multi, culture, and ism. Multi simply means multiple. Culture is a little bit more complicated. It is a form or stage of civilization. This needs to be broken down even more. Culture used to speak to the intellectual and artistic aspects of a group of people. However, culture has come to include belief systems, moral codes, and attitudes toward law and community. It is with the more modern, extended, and global use of the word that I will concern the following comments. But before the hammer falls, what is ism? Ism means belief. It is what resides in the heart of a person. So when we use the word multiculturalism, we are talking about multiple diverse value systems within which all of the people have the same strong belief and commitment to. I submit that multiculturalism is just a fancy word for disunity. Therefore, when a person, I hope ignorantly, says they are for multiculturalism, they're really saying they are for disunity. Since there are quite a few people in our country who believe in multiculturalism, then what you have is a macro culture of anarchy. Satan is extremely good with words. His power is in his ideas and his ability to convey those ideas in a sly, rational way so that they seem reasonable. God doesn't argue. He doesn't wheedle. He doesn't apologize. He doesn't deceive. God's word is clear, concise, and emphatic. So we're constantly attacked by the arguments of Satan, which he changes and morphs to the situations, always appealing to our reason. All the while, the word of God is static. It doesn't change, and it means what it says. How boring. For this reason, many have been deceived by Satan into believing the very opposite of what God says in his word and expects in his earth. They think they know what God says from casual interaction with the word of God at some point in their lives, and so pass it off as being irrelevant to current world situations. Okay, what does God say about multiculturalism, which, as indicated above, is anarchy? For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. 1 Corinthians 14:33. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, Ephesians 4:3. So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Romans 12:5. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:12. But you argue these statements are only about Christians. What about people of other faiths, other religions, other cultures? And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Mark 16:15. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Matthew 24:14. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12:13. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. Galatians 3:28. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond or free, but Christ is all and in all. Colossians 3:11. So we see that the intent of God, which was performed by Christ Jesus, is that all people, regardless of race, gender, or nationality, become children of God by receiving the Spirit of God through faith in Christ Jesus. In Christ, we become one with God and with each other. That is God's solution, not division, not differences, but oneness and unity in the Holy Spirit. So I submit that multiculturalism, as it is currently espoused, is satanic and will lead to destruction.